Welcome to Partners in the Gospel. I'm your host, Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. On Partners in the Gospel, we talk with ministry leaders, pastors, and other local community members, as well as national influencers who are making a kingdom impact. And we air here on 100.7 FM, The Word, and also on podcast at thewordfm1007.com. And today on Partners in the Gospel, we're so happy to have Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade. Mayor Yemi, welcome to Partners.
Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
I've wanted to have you on here, even when you were running for mayor, because you're someone who talked about his faith openly. And so I know you've had tons of political interviews and governmental interviews. I don't know if you've had many faith interviews, but that's what we're doing here today. I'll give you Yemi's background. He was born in Nigeria to two bivocational pastors. At age 17, he immigrated to the United States, following in the footsteps of his brother to pursue the American dream through education. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration and computer information, a master's degree in management and leadership, and a theology intellectual leadership degree from A.W. Tozer Theological Seminary. He moved from Indiana to Colorado Springs in 2010, where he started a church as part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And seeing a greater need for collaboration within the faith community, he began working as director of outreach and engagement at First Pres here in the Springs, where, and then he would go on to co-found COS I Love You, and on June 6, 2023, was sworn in as the 42nd mayor of Colorado Springs. Did I cover enough ground?
That's
there?
Yeah. Thank you. It's weird to hear it back.
So, but now for you to tell, let's get into your faith journey, your testimony. How'd you become a believer? And what has your service in ministry looked like?
No, these are some of my favorite segments. I did one with Christianity Today and Gazette on Sunday edition and a few others. So because it's an opportunity to talk about my why. You know, why do any of these, even the bio that you just read, it stems from a deep place of faith. So I was fortunate and blessed to grow up in a Christian home. My parents both became Christians when they were young adults. And that's why they named their kids all. We all have like Bible Christian first name. Like my first name is Blessing, even though everyone calls me Yemi. My brother's first name is Christian, and so that's like the extra emphasis on faith being just a huge part of our
hard to forget.
Yeah,
right?
Hard to forget.
I'm
honored that my parents raised us in that environment. They taught us to pray at a young age. We had devotionals every day, and these are things I've passed on to my kid as well. So I called growing up in my Christian home, my first conversion. My second conversion was, you know, I went to a Christian college in Indiana, and then post that season in my mid-20s, I felt like my second conversion is when it became my faith, not just my household, the faith I grew up in my household. Mm-hmm. And that was transformative for me and has really shaped how I live my life even till today.
Okay. And you told me when we met before the election, because I'm a Messianic Jew, you told me that when you were... Well, you were at one point, you were sort of struggling with faith and a message. So give us a little bit of background
on
that.
So
you never told me the whole story.
when I talk about my second conversion, that's my mid-20s, where I began to question a lot of just the faith that I grew up in. You know, when you work at a couple of churches and you begin to see the ugly side of the church, mm-hmm. and it, you know, as a young adult, you're like, well, do I want to continue to follow
disenchantment,
this? Disenchantment,
yeah.
Disenchantment. And this is you and my connection, and it was the Jewish understanding of the Christian faith that really helped save my faith. Begin to realize, it's like the way I describe it is I've been seeing this ocean all my life, and then one day I went snorkeling, and I began to see the coral reefs and the beauty of the ocean, and that's how I was in my faith. It's like I've been reading the Bible a certain way, and then learning what was underneath that just opened up a world of opportunity and actually helped strengthen my faith.
Well, excellent. We'll need to talk.
Yeah, we should have a whole segment on that, because I would love, and by the end of the show, I would love, if it's okay with you, there's a Messianic Jewish event happening towards the mid of next month that I think your listeners need to be aware of.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
In support of Israel.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Why did you run for mayor, and what unique qualities do you bring to the position?
Right. That's just it. You know, we talk about faith being a foundation for me of why I do everything. While being a mayor is different than being a pastor, I bring those values to the office. And those values help shape the way I lead. As you know, I feel like there's political chaos. I feel like there is just so much hopelessness and disappointment on whichever side of the conversation or the issue. And I truly believe that we have to be the change we want to see in the world. And I have a unique story. I have a unique perspective. I'm able to even view the world as an American citizen, but also as someone that grew up in a different country. And I want to hold on to the best of what makes us Americans and, you know, what democracy is all about. And I felt like I had something to contribute to the conversation. And so in the spirit of being the change you want to see in the world, I stepped into the arena. I felt like my city needed my leadership in these times.
And so what are those qualities as far as your education, your, you know, business background, everything? Do you think that now that you've been mayor for about 8 months, how are you seeing those play into the position?
Oh, man, I almost every other day I get a compliment from a military officer, high-ranking officer, a resident that says, thank you for your pragmatic leadership. It's why people ask me, why are you drawn to Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln was good nature. He was a servant leader. He was very pragmatic. You know, he wasn't about extreme. We're fighting. You know, the scripture says, you know, house divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln also shared those words. And we are at risk of losing democracy if we continue to play these division games. And so I feel I've always been a unifier of people. When you look at my career history, including like things like Cause I Love You and things I've done, even in city government, my track record is bringing diverse people together for the betterment of our society. And those are the things that I bring to the table. And I feel like that's what's needed, that Abraham Lincoln style of leadership that was needed in the mid-1800s to hold the Union together. I believe our cities, our state, and our nation needs that kind of leadership. That's why I'm in the arena.
Okay. Next question. I wanted to ask you this for a long time because, you know, you ran as being the mayor for all the citizens of Colorado Springs, which is a very tough thing to do when you have to, you know, what do you put your attention on and what policies do you make? In this situation, how do you balance your Christian faith and beliefs while also, for instance, being a supporter of the LGBTQ community and speaking at the Pikes Peak Pride Fest? How do you balance that as a believer where, you know, personal beliefs and the fact that you're here to be the mayor for people with beliefs that you may or may not share?
Right. I mean, that's easy. Believe it or not, it's very easy.
Really?
For me. Yeah. Two things. One, I swore I'd be a mayor for all people, and in large part because that is the job of a mayor. Like my job is threefold. That's three direct services: to provide the safety, public safety, ensure we're caring for our public infrastructure, and ensure that we're caring for our parks. That is not a bipartisan. That's just being a good mayor. It'd be the same way a mayor who is in the LGBTQ plus community says, I'm not going to keep a portion of our community safe because they're evangelicals. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of pointless. My job is to pave the roads for everyone, regardless of their choices. My job is to keep everyone safe, regardless of the values. So number one, it's easy. That's why I don't have to agree with everybody's choices, but I have to do my job as a mayor. And the second part is I'm inspired by the life and work and ministry of Jesus. You look at Luke 14, you look at Matthew 22, and it talks about the parable of the banquet. And when Jesus sends his servant, when the master sends his servant out into the street, who is invited? The language says in Matthew 22, the good and the bad people. The banquet is big enough that invites so many people. How are we going to spread the love of God if we're not in touch with the masses that need the love of God? Look at the parable of the woman at the well, the story of the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus was engaged with an outsider. Jesus was engaged with an adulterer. I don't have to agree with people's choices and that's across the spectrum, to be with them. And so some of that is being a good mayor, and some of that is actually just even being a good Christian.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to go to a break now. When
okay.
we come back, we're going to talk about what you feel your accomplishments as mayor, and we're also going to be talking about protecting religious liberties here in town. You're listening to Partners in the Gospel. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. We're here with Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade. So happy to have you joining us here today. Thanks for joining us on Partners. We'll be right back.